Today, President Biden came before a camera and looked over world leaders who were in front of theirs for a virtual climate summit on this Earth Day. President Biden sought to reassert U.S. leadership on climate.
Those that do take action and make bold investments in their people and clean energy future will win the good jobs of tomorrow and make their economies more resilient and more competitive. So let's run that race. Win more. Win more sustainable future than we have now. Overcome the existential crisis of our time.
The president is announcing a new, much more aggressive goal for the United States to drastically reduce U.S. emissions of greenhouse gases within this decade. NPR's Jeff Brady covers energy issues and climate change. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the status of the U.S. on climate as that summit began?
The U.S. is trying to make up for lost time on this issue. Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement after former President Trump exited. And even though the U.S. is not on track to meet goals set back in 2015, Biden is announcing even more ambitious goals, cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 50% to 52% by 2030. That's based on 2005 levels. The president wants to demonstrate the U.S. is serious because the Paris commitments are voluntary and countries have to trust each other to keep their promises. The summit is happening now because the next big climate meeting is in November in Glasgow, and countries need time to work out details for commitments they make today. Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, he's been traveling the globe encouraging countries to step up their efforts, too.
Glasgow is really the last best chance that I think we have to align the world to move in this direction with speed.
Okay, so that's what the U.S. administration says. What are other countries saying?
There's a lot of focus on China. That fast-growing economy is the largest greenhouse gas emitter now. President Xi Jinping spoke shortly after Biden and reiterated his country's plan to reach peak emissions in 2030 and get to carbon neutrality by 2060. He's committing to developing cleaner energy and limit the use of coal. And a reminder here, China is still building coal power plants at home and abroad. President Xi says that the country will limit the increase of coal consumption.
Although this is kind of dramatic, Jeff. You're telling me that when you said peak emissions, I just want to make sure I understand. This means China's emissions are going to keep going up till 2030, but they're hoping that by 2030 they will start to decline. Is that correct?
Exactly. And the U.S. is a more developed economy, and so those emissions are declining now.
And so the U.S. is saying that by 2030, that same date, it will cut its emissions in half. How significant a goal is that if it were to be reached?
It's very significant. This is twice what President Obama pledged to cut back in 2015. The research firm Rhodium Group says a 50% cut would put the U.S. among those setting the most ambitious goals, including the U.K., the European Union, and Switzerland. Historically, the U.S. is the largest emitter, and those greenhouse gases, they stick around in the atmosphere for a long time. So you can see why other countries want an ambitious target from the U.S. And on whether this is enough to stop climate change, scientists tell us, no, it's not. We're no longer in the realm of stopping climate change. We're just trying to slow it down and avoid some of the worst consequences, like even more intense wildfires and heat waves and more extreme hurricanes.
Well, just to do that, 50% reduction by 2030. How does the U.S. do that?
Not a lot of details yet. Administration officials say those will be worked out in coming months before Glasgow. Still, it's clear that meeting these goals, it's going to be very challenging. The country's power grid has to be remade. That means a lot of money spent on cleaner generators and more transmission lines to get renewable energy to where it's needed. That's included in Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure proposal. His administration promises going to provide a lot of good-paying union jobs, and those are going to be created in that process if that proposal is passed.
Jeff, thanks for the update, as always.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady.